We are live at Aracas Cedar Rapids Washington Gymnasium as we get ready for the Mississippi Valley Conference opener for 2015-2016, and no better way to do it than with a Metro Showdown, as it'll be the Linmar Lions coming over to Washington to take on the Cedar Rapids Washington Warriors. Great to have you with us on this Thursday night. Scott Unash alongside Coach Phil Dunn as we get ready to kick off MVC boys basketball here for the 2015-2016 season. And one I think a lot of people are pointing to and looking forward to, Phil, as we get closer and closer to tip off as the Lions and the Warriors get set to go at it.
Great night for a conference opener, Scott. Looks more and more people filling in here, getting a crowd. Student section was getting a little boisterous a little bit earlier, getting the school spirit going. Sure looks like it's going to be a fun ball game here tonight. Two really good basketball clubs ready to go at it.
And kind of diverse basketball clubs, if you will. They both like to get up and down the court, we know that, but for the Linmar Lions, this is definitely a guard-oriented team this year, led by, of course, Jordan Bohannon, the 6'1 senior headed to the University of Iowa to play for Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes next year, and also for Jared Prenny, who is headed to Western Michigan to play next year, the 6'5 senior who, oh, by the way, spent the first 3 years of his high school career mainly on this floor playing for Cedar Rapids Washington. That's one of the sidebar stories of this one here tonight. But it's a Lion team that's not real tall, and they're going to go up against a Cedar Rapids Washington team, Phil, that's got some height, and that height likes to get up and down the court.
That's one of the things we're going to look at tonight in our keys to the ball game, is what can Linmar do to negate the size and the girth of Cedar Rapids Washington that can do some damage in the interior. And kind of the going the other way, what can Cedar Rapids Washington do to go out and defend the three-point shot? We got some amazing statistics here, Scott, and Linmar, with that guard-oriented team, 58% of their shots on the year have been three-point shot attempts. Part of that was due to the fact they got down early against Waukon, and I think they shot...
Waukee,
and they shot 35% of their... or 35 three-pointers in that ball game. But, you know, it's only two games on the season so far into this thing, but they do like to put it up. So Washington's going to have to defend the perimeter, whereas conversely, Linmar's going to have to try and defend on the interior.
Yeah, Linmar and Washington both come into this one with even records, 1-1 on the year. Linmar lost their opener at home to Waukee, came back to win last Saturday night at Bettendorf in a non-conference tilt. Meanwhile, Washington, we saw their opener here against the New Hampton Chickasaws, a win, and then they fell last Friday night to that same Bettendorf team. And I hate to compare scores or anything like that, because each team is different on a given night. Ask Iowa State Cyclones and the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight who are at halftime. But these are two teams that had high hopes. Washington winning a division championship last year, of course, under Adam Sanchez. At Linmar, with all the recent basketball history that they have had over the last 15 years or so at this school. And you got two programs that are two of the best.
Yeah, they're looking for very good things this year from both of these ball clubs. Now, Cedar Rapids, Washington, the night that we saw them in their opener against New Hampton, looked pretty solid in the sense that they were going to try to beat you up the floor. They're going to run up the floor. They're going to want to push the basketball in transition. Had some turnovers, some unnecessary turnovers, and Coach Decker talked to us after the game about how they needed to get better at that. But he liked the fact that they were aggressive turnovers. They weren't turnovers being passive or being forced by the other team. They were kind of their own doing, so things that they could correct. And, you know, I was talking to Chris Robertson after in their first couple ball games. He said some things, too, that the, you know, that Waukee game, we defend for 30, 40 seconds at a time. Waukee was very patient. And we come down and we shoot it really quick, and then we have to go back and defend some more, and that wears on you. But like he said, these are some things that we can correct and control going into the future. That's the beauty about the beginning of the year. You get stuff on tape, you can go back, you can show the kids, and you got plenty of time to correct it and make corrections, because like you know, Scott, you want to be playing your best basketball towards the end of the year, not necessarily now.
And both of these teams have had ample opportunity to get ready for this one, both coming off of games last weekend. For the Washington Warriors, Lavici Williams leading the way, 11 points, 10 and a half rebounds. He's one of the top rebounders in Class 4A, despite the fact he's playing with that mask with the broken nose, and he's just been off to a tremendous start. Keon Wills, 11 points per game as well. Hunter Strait just outside of the double-figure mark, averaging 9.5 points per ball game. And for the Washington Warriors, kind of think they're going to try to get it inside tonight with Dallas Hobbs and with Lavici Williams. And they're going to have a height advantage in there. We're going to see if they indeed want to dump it inside.
Yeah, they will. They'll have that the matchup problems that that Lindmar's going to have to decide how to guard. You know, Lindmar's got Bo Klosterman in the interior, but he really 6'4". He's more of a perimeter type guy that can go inside, outside, more versatile. So if they do decide to play man-to-man, there will be some matchup problems, and can Washington exploit those matchups? But I think we might see some more zone tonight. Chris Robertson said they played quite a bit of zone against Bettendorf, and he said we just have to, just because of our matchup problems sometimes. So he doesn't like necessarily playing zone. If he had his druthers, he'd like to get out after it man-to-man, but that could be something we see tonight as well.
Yeah, and for Lindmar to play zone, I mean, that goes against everything that Chris Robertson wants to do. He's a man-to-man defensive coach. And to do that, that's got to be tough on him.
Yeah, it is. And part of that, too, is foul trouble. They want to kind of protect some of their guys out there a little bit, and he thinks they can do a little bit better job of that on the defensive end by, you know, mixing in more zone and limiting the opportunities for fouls, and so they can keep them on the offensive end of the court as well.
For the Lindmar Lions, being led by Jordan Bohannon, 16 points per ball game for the University of Iowa signee. And I'd like to see Jordan, last year of a Bohannon, for a while anyway. And from all indications that we heard from coaches, from others over the summer, he really picked up his game overall. And that got the eye of Fran McCaffrey and led to that scholarship offer to the University of Iowa. I'm really excited to see what Jordan brings to the table tonight and for his senior season.
I am too, Scott. And to echo what you said, they talked about how, you know, before, maybe in the scouting report, he was a catch-and-shoot type player. He was going to play on the perimeter more. But what we've been told over the summer is that he put the ball on the floor, he gets to the rim, he can create his shots. Makes you play somebody entirely different that way. If you know if you're guarding a catch and shoot kind of guy, you don't have to respect him off the dribble as much. It makes it much easier to defend. This kind of changes the whole thing up a little bit, so it'll be good to see him. Plus, you know, he's got some other help out there with Prinny, who can shoot the three as well.
And go get some rebounds. Jared Prinny's going to have to get some rebounds at 6'5 in this lineup. Prinny, 13 points per game. Bo Klosterman at 14 points per game. It's not a team for Lindmar that goes as deep as they have been in the past. That, according to head coach Chris Robertson, probably go about 8, and that's about it. And we're used to seeing Lindmar 10, maybe even 11 in the past, but not quite that much this year.
Not as much, and that'll lead to some of what they do defensively, too. As far as when we talked earlier about playing zone, that's another reason, lack of depth a little bit in that regard. And they're going to want to push it offensively, but we have seen them press before in the past too. We'll see how much of that comes out tonight in tonight's ball game. Conversely though, Scott, Wash can go very deep. At least they did in that New Hampton game. They played 11 kids in the first half of that ball game.
So the depth factor may go to a little bit toward Cedar Rapids, Washington. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping out. You can check them out online at firstfedcu.com. You can give them a call at the Cedar Rapids office, 319-362-3171. This is kind of rivalry week here to start off the Mississippi Valley Conference. We got Lindmar Wash tonight. We turn around, go to the Ron Thillen Gym tomorrow night to take on Xavier and Kennedy. That is always a good one. And don't see Kennedy, Xavier, or Lindmar Wash kick off the conference season too many times, so we got it this year.
It is. It's a good way to get things going. And tomorrow night's ball game is going to be a fun one. You know you're going to have two fired up ball clubs going at it there, too. And There's just a lot of good basketball that we get to watch here. We got the best seats in the house right here courtside, Scott.
Absolutely. So let's go ahead and set our starting lineups tonight. They are presented by Skogman Carlson Insurance, 3700 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. You can give them a call at 774-4620 for home, auto, farm, life, and health. Thanks to Skogman Carlson Insurance. The starting lineup for the Linmar Lions. They come in with a record of 1-1 on the season. And the Lions basically going with four-guard lineup, which includes number 33, Jordan Brandt, 6 feet even, and a senior. He was kind of the super sub last year, and he's in the starting lineup this year. And Brandt averaging 3 points per ball game. Also at a guard, it'll be number 2, Jared Printy, 6'5", and a senior, headed to Western Michigan next year to play for the Broncos, averaging 13 points per game, shooting 36% from beyond the arc. Also pulling down 2.5 rebounds a game. The third guard will be Riley Murphy, a sharpshooter, 6 feet even, and a senior, averaging 6.5 points per game, a 57% three-point shooter. And the fourth guard will be number 11, Jordan Bohannon, 6'1", a senior, 16 points, 5 rebounds per game, headed to the University of Iowa next year. And up front, Bo Klosterman, 6'4", and a senior, second leading scorer, 14 points and 5.5 rebounds to go along with 2 steals a game. The head coach for the Linmar Lions, Chris Robertson, assisted by Jordan Prinney and by Scott Nelson. Now the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineup for the Warriors of Cedar Rapids, Washington. They come in at 1-1 as well on the year. For the Warriors, they will go with at one forward, number 11, Noah Dawson. Dawson, a 6'3 senior, and he averages 2 a game. Also at a forward, number 32, LaVici Williams at 6'5 and a senior, averaging a double-double, 11 points, 10.5 rebounds a game. The center will be Dallas Hobbs, number 22, 6'6 and a senior. Hobbs at 6.5 points and 6.5 boards per ball game. The guards will be number 5, Hunter Strait, 6 feet even, and a sophomore, just under double figures at 9.5 points per game. And also number 3, Keon Wills, 6'1", and a senior, 11 points for Wills per game on the year. The head coach for the Washington Warriors is Justin Decker, and assisted by Dan Ryan. We'll get you the keys to the game coming up in a moment, but right now we will honor America with our national anthem. Here tonight from the Washington Gym as we get ready to tip this one off. The Lions will be in their road black uniforms with the white numbers, white letters, trimmed in red with Linmar across the front, the double red stripes down the side, and Washington in their home white uniforms with the red and blue double striping down the side. And the red numbers, red letters trimmed in blue as we are just about set to get this one underway. And what are you looking for, Phil? Keys as we get ready to tip off the conference season.
This first thing, Scott, is very, very important in every ball game, but tonight especially so rebounding. Washington on paper has a pretty big advantage in there in the matchups in that situation. They're just very ferocious in going to the offensive glass. So they're going to have to make sure Linmar is going to have to do a job limiting their chances, whereas Wash wants to really get after it, get second and third opportunities going to the glass. Defending, we talked about a little bit earlier, Scott, it's kind of a, opposite game, and that when they look at each other, Wash is going to have to step out and really defend the three on the perimeter because Linmar takes so many threes. Linmar is going to have to defend on the interior and get to the glass, and like I said earlier, limit them to one shot. And finally, defending in the transition game as far as Linmar. Wash really wants to push that basketball. Linmar's got to have good defensive transition, get back, limit their easy looks, whereas Wash would like to steal some easy points just by getting some runouts and getting some dunks or layups.
Starting lineups being introduced right now. Good crowd on hand for Thursday night with a lot of things going on. As Linmar and Wash will try to get their second win of the year. And of course, tomorrow night, right back to MVC boys basketball as it'll be Kennedy at Xavier coming up tomorrow evening. And we'll have that on 107.5 FM. And that will begin at 7:30 tomorrow evening. This one should be fun.
Yeah, and you know, they're getting the final introductions going here, Scott. Both these squads get a chance to eye each other up and get on the court. It's a little bit different tonight playing on Thursday for boys. Usually, you know, this is on a Friday night. Chris Robertson talked about how they go to Minnesota Saturday, I believe.
Yep.
Up, and so this kind of helps them out a little bit where they get a chance to play on Thursday. Tomorrow, practice, get ready for Saturday.
Yep, they'll have that non-conference game up there in the Twin Cities. Meanwhile, the Warriors will get ready for a game next Tuesday night. And in fact, both these teams will have the Warriors take on Kennedy next Tuesday.
Yeah, so they're going to, and then Wash, I believe, plays Iowa City West after that. So
that's right.
They got a very difficult start to this conference season.
Well, this should be very interesting. And the student section, yeah, they're going to be into it in this one. Set to go. Williams against Klosterman. And the MVC season underway as a tip controlled and won by the Washington Warriors as they go to the bucket to our left. Underway here at the Wash Gym. And at least at the start, Linmar will pick him up man-to-man. Williams to straight. It'll be Murphy on him. Hobbs guarded by Brandt, so a big height advantage down there. Williams inside. Leaner off the glass, no good. Tipped up and good by Noah Dawson with the right hand.
Yeah, he came all the way across the lane, Scott, and got that tip. Very athletic move by Noah Dawson.
2-0 lead for Washington off the offensive rebound. Lion basketball. Warriors going to the bucket two, or excuse me, the Lions to bucket two our right. Cross court pass to Brandt. Left wing three is long, no good. Rebounded one-handed by Dawson. Warriors on the run. Here comes Hunter straight. Takes it right of the lane. Stops. Fall away good. 4-0 Washington.
Quick offensive rebound and then a basket in transition. Two things we talked about, keys to the game, Scott. Wash is doing really well on.
Line basketball over to Bohanna. Deep three in front of us. Right wing is too strong. And all white shirts underneath with the rebound. Keon Wills gets it. Straight. Stop and go move. Drives baseline. Cut off inside to Hobbs. Layup good. 6-0 Washington.
Again, that's like a secondary transition basket that time. They got the ball in the post. Good ball movement by Washington. Nice execution.
Lions looking for their first bucket. We're a minute and a half into the game. Murphy coming left off the screen. Klosterman out beyond the arc, drives in, puts it off the glass, and scores. Contact, no call. They're letting it go both ways so far.
That time showing the shot fake, doing a nice job getting the defender up in the air and then going to his left.
6-2, both coaches up. They can do that this year in the coaching box. Straight all the way in, through traffic, and makes it 8-2 Washington.
Right down the lane, nobody comes to help. Stop the basketball.
Bohannon, pull up jumper right baseline is good as Linmar answers on the other end. Bohannon with his first two, and it's 8-4 Warriors. And maybe this was the tempo we thought we'd see.
I see a lot of points. Might be a fun ball game, Scott.
Wills in front court, Bohannon on him. Klosterman playing off LaVici Williams. Near straight, comes left off the screen. Ball tipped away momentarily, picked back up by the Warriors. Straight on the dribble drive, spin move in the lane, and traveled with it before the shot.
Yeah, he did trying to create something, going to his left and spun back. Lost his balance a little bit there, Scott. Changed his pivot foot.
8-4, no Warrior pressure. As Bohannon will walk it up over the timeline for Linmar.
And Wash will stay in the man-to-man.
Standing dribble out between the circles. Murphy working on straight. Back over to Klosterman. Ball fake, drives on Dawson. as the Lions work that perimeter. First time Perny has touched the ball. He's going up against Levici Williams. Over to Murphy. Ball fake. Right wing open three. Off the front iron, no good. Rebounded by Keon Wills.
That was a good look. Just not able to connect.
Wills one-on-one. Scoop layup too strong. Williams, the one-hand rebound. Powers it up, no. Over to Hobbs, and he was fouled going up. And right now, the rebounding is all Cedar Rapids, Washington.
Yeah, Lynn Martin without a single rebound early in this ball game, and Cedar Rapids, Washington already with six, three of them on the offensive glass.
And Bohannon picks up the foul, his first. Dallas Hobbs free throw way short. Washington shooting only 48% from the free throw line. And Hobbs on the air. That's only his third free throw. He's one out of two, making one out of four. And the rebound loose, picked up by Murphy.
That was that time nice screen out by Brandt that time underneath to create some space for Murphy to chase it down.
Bohannon out top, goes between the legs with a dribble, off the clear out, pull up deep, 25-footer short on the three-point try. Rebound Warriors, lead pass, chase down Williams. Back it comes to Dawson, and Washington will set it up in front court.
Lindmar still in that man-to-man. We haven't seen that zone yet.
8-4 lead for Washington on a lot of offensive rebounds. Will circles right, takes a free throw line. Follow away jumper, rims in and out, no good. Rebound tipped out deep, picked up by Murphy as Lindmar gets aboard. Up ahead to Prenny. Almost doubled with it and cut off by Dawson. High post, Klosterman, give and go, back to Prenny. Pull up 17-footer is no good, and they're going to get an offensive foul on Lindmar.
Is it Klosterman over there that set the ball screen?
Yep.
Said must have been moving there, out there on that time.
Second on Klosterman, second team foul on Lindmar.
And Lindmar going to the zone right now, Scott.
With looks like
2-3, 2-1-2. Klosterman is going to play the middle. He's coming up high, matching up with Williams.
Williams drives in, scoop layup, good. Spun it off the glass with the left hand for Levici Williams.
Yeah, that was an athletic move. Good finish in the lane, against some contact.
Brandt holds it left of the center circle. Hobbs playing off of him. As we're over the halfway mark of the game's first quarter. Bohannon breaks through a double team. Jump pass over to Brandt. Thought about the three. Now a stop and go dribble. Backs his way inside. Cut off. Over to Prinny. Far corner three. No good on the line driver. And a foul on Brandt trying to get the rebound away from Dallas Hobbs.
What do we call them? A nickel and dimer, Scott? Little touch on the arm there.
Ian Thomas comes in for Washington for Dallas Hobbs. So the Warriors go a little smaller. Thomas, 5'9", junior, all-district football linebacker.
Well, statistics didn't lie. Lindmar is still putting up threes, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Straight over to Thomas. Thomas coming off a good game against Bettendorf. Over to the baseline. Here's Dawson. High-arching turnaround way off the mark, but chased down on the weak side by Washington. Thomas to straight. Deep three. Back iron, no. Rebound tapped out, and out of bounds it goes. And it's going to be Lindmar basketball. Nice one-hand tip save and a beauty by Jeff Johnson.
I was going to say, he almost got credit for a rebound. That's going to give him a stat.
Give JJ one. 3 minutes to play, first quarter. Klosterman, bounce right of the lane. Now taking it outside the arc, Bohannon. Shovels it up top to Murphy. They play catch with it. Bohannon comes left with the dribble. Stands, goes crossover, now on the drive left of the lane, in all the way, a shot blocked, rejected on the help defense by Hunter Strait.
He's trying to come, like you said, it was the help defense that came over. The secondary defense got the block there. Stays Lindmar ball, though, on the block out of bounds.
Postman off the lob, pass inbound. Jump pass over to Klosterman. Three good from the far wing for Bo Klosterman, who can hit that shot.
Yep, and again, they continue shooting behind the three-point line.
Only an 18% three-point shooter, but we've seen him drain him. Remember Kennedy last year.
Yeah, he got very hot.
Lindmar back to the 2-1-2. Straight to Thomas, right of the key, deep three, buried it.
Ball movement. They really didn't change sides that time to make the zone shift, but just enough. Thomas stepped into a gap up top and made him pay.
13-7 Washington. Warriors only shoot 15% from beyond the arc. Off the clear out, Bohannon going one-on-one. Pull up, no good, too strong from 10. Rebound Lindmar though. Turn around, hits the side of the glass, and LaVici Williams off the pretty miss with the board.
Well, one good news for Lindmar is they're getting the second chance opportunity there, but they're not able to convert.
Thomas drives to the lane and had it poked away. It'll stay with the Warriors as Lindmar will go to the bench. Reese Phillips, all-district quarterback, comes in. 6'2 and a junior. And Tyler Bovis will come in. 6'1 junior. Phillips wears number 5, ooh. Bovis number 15, and the inbound pass nearly over and back.
Oh my goodness, Chris hasn't said anything, but I thought that was, Scott.
We get a 30-second Warrior timeout here with 1:38 to play here in the first quarter, and Wash on top 13-7. It was close.
Yeah. Official was right there on the spot, though. I thought he had it on this side, and then he went over, but kind of a bang-bang play. Nonetheless, it's going to stay Washington ball. Coach Decker's got to feel pretty happy about what's going on so far. Now, offensively, they've looked pretty good. They shot the ball well, which has been kind of a downfall. They hadn't shot it very well in their loss to Bettendorf the other night. But
if you're Washington, can you keep the intensity up that they've shown in the early portion of the game?
They really have been playing pretty pumped up basketball, you can tell right now. Levici's been good on the inside. Thomas has been good off the bench. Noah Dawson's been good on the boards for him.
Wills in front court as the Warriors will get ready to go to the bench. Donovan Beard will get set to come into the game. Thomas, ball handling against Bovis up top, takes the top of the key, now to Hunter straight. Goes between the legs with the dribble a couple times, looking to go one-on-one. Takes the left free throw line. Minute 14 to play, first quarter, 13-7 Washington. Warriors have led the whole way. Wills up top. Nice pick and roll underneath the Williams for the two underneath.
Nicely done that time by Cedar Rapids Washington. Knowing that they can beat them with that roll, throw it up over the top and let LaVici Williams go get it.
15-7. Phillips off the clear out held by Thomas.
Hand check on the perimeter out there.
Not the first time those two have met this year.
Lindmar's going to get an inbound right in front of the student section over there. So Mr. Klosterman's probably hearing a few things over there.
Donovan Beard comes into the Warrior lineup, 6'7 junior. So more height coming in for Washington. Under a minute to play here in the game's first quarter. Phillips over to Bohannon. Up top, Klosterman now driving left of the lane. Kick back out. Bovis thought about the three. Whip pass cross court. Here's Pretty three-pointer, and he hits it.
Catch and shoot. That time that all the way across the floor. Nice assist by Bovis finding the open player.
And Pretty elevates so high in that shot.
Yeah, he gets up pretty good. Gets kind of like Josh Oglesby used to a little bit in that regard.
15-10. Wash will go for the last shot of the quarter. Straight. Standing dribble out front. Now he'll get into the offense. Stop and go move. Kick out to Keon Wills. 6 seconds to play. Drives in the lane. One hand fall away won't go. Rebound loose. Picked up by Lindmar. And that's it for the first quarter of play. Through one here at Cedar Rapids, Washington. It's the Warriors 15 and Lindmar 10. We'll be back with the second quarter after this 1 minute break. You're listening to Boys MVC Basketball at KGYM Sports. Back with you at Cedar Rapids, Washington. Scott Unash, Phil Dunn with you here on 107.5, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Little confab between the officials and the scorers table there between the quarter break. I think everything is okay now.
Lindmar basketball to start this second period.
Balance for Washington. Klosterman with 5 to lead Lindmar. Bohannon in there along with Bovis. Prenti. Phillips and Klosterman. Bohannon back to Prinney, right of the circle, three-pointer. That may have been partially blocked, and then we've got a foul underneath going for the rebound. I think they're going to get Hunter straight. No, they're not. They're going to get Ian Thomas.
Underneath, you said they undercut maybe, or came underneath that time as Lindmar went up in the air.
Second on Thomas. Inbound, going up strong, and getting the foul is Jared Prinney.
On the floor, though, Scott. I thought maybe they might give him one, but it's going to be out of bounds underneath.
Donovan Beard will pick up the personal. His first team's third. As Austin Bennett will come in for the Washington Warriors. Lindmar, always good out-of-bounds plays. Bohannon dumps it inside. Prenny posting up. Spins, fakes, goes up, and hits the finger roll.
Nice execution, Scott, off the post up down there. Up and under move, gets him up. Good control at the end of it to finish.
And Prenny can post people up, smaller guards. Here's Beard, right free throw line. Turnaround good for Donovan Beard from 15.
He's shooting over the top of the smaller Reese Phillips trying to defend.
17-12, Washington. Klosterman, ball fake, on the drive. Pull up over Hobbs, left it way short. Rebounded by Hunter Strait. Warriors on the run, in transition. Lindmar does a great job getting back. Beard left open. He'll hoist it for three, left wing no. And the deep kicker comes out to Vovis.
Nice run down on the long rebound by Vovis.
Lions down by five. Here's Prenny out top, looking to go one-on-one. Crossover, step back, 17-footer, no. Rebounded by Strait. Strait on the run, takes a free throw line. Pop up 12, won't go, and the rebound to Klosterman. Tell you, they are letting them go and letting them play. Here's Bohannon, scoop layup, no. Strait, another rebound. Leads the break, outlet pass, Keon Wills all the way. No good, and left-hand layup, rebound, Bovis. And Chris Robertson wants Lindmar to hold everything.
I think so. Starting to look like a Y game, Scott, the way they're going. With some shots going up that probably weren't the best selected shots in the world.
Prenty with Beard on him. Phillips on the ball fake. Takes a free throw line. He'll pop the 17-footer way short. Rebounded by Dallas Hobbs. It's Hobbs in there, Bennett, Donovan Beard, Keon Wills, and Hunter Strait for Washington. Wills off the clear out, driving on Bohannon. Hangs, gets a double pumper off the glass for two.
Well, gets by the baseline, no help. Baseliner comes late.
Bohannon behind the screen, pop up three, good, right of the key.
Need a little more of that, Scott. We need a little bit more number 11, shooting some of those.
Five for Jordan Bohannon, 19-15. Strait penetrates, out of control, offensive foul.
Go, go, go. They're going to push it every chance they get. That time, Lindmar is set defensively. Klosterman, I believe, is the one who took the charge.
Levici Williams comes in for Donovan Beard. And Jordan Brandt back in for Lindmar. Riley Murphy also back in for Lindmar. As it will be, Jordan Bohannon to bring it up. Bounce in the high post, Phillips kicks it back to Klosterman. Now to Bohannon. Williams now on him. So Wash has tried at least three different players. Bohannon, a deep one. That's at least a 27-footer.
That was really deep from the gray line here in the volleyball courts. He let that one go, and it was effortless.
And Lindmar back within one, 19-18, as Bohannon has shot him back into the game. Eight for Bohannon, out top, straight. Over to Bennett, holds it right in the circle. Warriors work the perimeter as Noah Dodson will get set to come in. Stutter dribble by Wills. Push pass over in the near side corner. Williams goes baseline, drives in, high off the glass, no, and Brandt with a rebound. Lions looking for the lead. Here comes Bohannon. Bohannon fakes, hand back to Brandt, left wide open, three, rimming and good. And timeout Wash.
Momentum swift change right there, Scott. Nice assist by Bohannon, not forcing it. Brandt all the time in the world to hit that three.
Lions love the three, and a 30-second timeout taken by Washington with 4:32 to play here in the first half, and Lindmar with their first lead at 21-19.
A lot of action going on. Wash making some decisions that I'm sure Coach Decker is going to talk to his kids about right here. Maybe work the ball a little bit more. You know you want to play fast, but you got to get some good looks too as well.
14-6 run right now by Lindmar. And it's all been three-pointers.
Brandt with the last one. Bohannon with a couple of them in there.
So it'll be Washington ball. Off the timeout. Iowa State has pulled back within seven now at 71-64 with 7 minutes to play. Here, Lindmar on a 14-6 run. They lead it 21-19. Wash basketball. Pretty big possession, I think, for the Warriors. Dawson, pick and roll underneath the Williams. Runner no good. Tries to keep it alive. Tapped out by Brandt, the Klosterman.
They got a look. They got what they wanted. They just couldn't finish right at the rim.
Here goes Brandt, driving baseline. Cross-court pass. Phillips cut off. Back it comes to Brandt as the Lions work that perimeter. Now we got a carry on Brandt. Didn't think he did it, but officials will call it. Second turnover on Lindmar.
Now one of the things Washington's going to have to be able to defend defensively is Lindmar does a lot of shot fakes on the perimeter. And you got to stay disciplined. You got to stay on the ground because you go by them, they're going to put it on the floor.
Wills in front court. Near side hash mark. Circles right with the stutter dribble. Noah Dawson back into the game. Straight gets a screen from Dallas Hobbs. Over to Wills as we come up on 3.5 to play here before halftime. Wills penetrates the lane. One hand floater, no good. Tipped up, no good. Loose in the lane. Bodies diving for it. And coming up with it is Bohannon. There's Brandt doing the little things again.
Yeah, Brandt getting on the floor, keeping it alive.
Riley Murphy back in the game. Bohannon over to Brandt. Right wing three. In and out, no. And the rebound to Noah Dawson. Warriors can tie or take the lead. Lead pass to Wills. Quick three left corner, and it gets stuck between the basket and the backboard.
And go jump ball there when that happens. And it's going to wind up. Possession Wash. I think it's Wash's ball.
And it will be Washington ball.
They're going the other way. Wash is going down there, but alternate possession. Arrow was pointing Wash way. Don't see that too often. Happen too often, Scott.
Nope. 2:59 remaining in the first half. Dawson looking to get it in. The pass stolen out of midair by Prenny. Lead up ahead to Murphy. Fakes, goes up with a three and scores from the left wing.
Steal, run out, open three, knock it down.
First bucket for Riley Murphy. Came in 4-for-7 from three-point land, and Lindmar up by 5 at 24-19. Warrior basketball off the clear out. Pull up 12-footer is an air ball, but Williams the rebound. That's no good. Hobbs underneath, back up, no. Rebound and a tied ball. And the arrow will go to Lindmar.
Again, Hobbs, Williams getting to the offensive glass. You like their hustle. They just can't finish in there, Scott.
24-19, and the Lions on a huge run right now. 17-6 run. Bohannon makes it a 20-6 run on the pull-up three, a deep one.
Ball screen come off. Wash going underneath the ball screen. Nobody there to give help. Shoot them all night long.
11 for Bohannon. Warriors only with two buckets in this quarter. Wills in a drive. Dumps it off for Williams underneath. Misses the easy layup and then fouled underneath by Klosterman on the third effort.
Yeah, he's there. He just got to get it off the glass a little bit higher. He'll get a chance to shoot two free throws now.
Warriors are getting, right now, frustrated.
Body language has changed. You can tell out there, Scott, right now, Lindmar's clapping and pumping their fists. And Wash needs an answer right now. First free throw is going to help him out a little bit.
LaVici Williams swishes the first free throw. He's only 2 out of 8 from the line this year. One more coming up for Williams. Second one is off, no good, and Brandt with a rebound. Forrest Cronin has come into the Lindmar lineup for the first time. He is a 6'2 senior. Bohannon in front court. Ooh. Comes right off the high ball screen. They're going to get a offensive foul on Cronin.
Saw that coming, Scott. He leaned. Yeah. Ball screens sometimes you think are really easy, but there's got to be a little bit of timing between the guy that's dribbling the ball and the guy setting the screen. Sometimes the dribbler can lead that screener into the foul if he's not patient enough and letting him get set.
27-20. Minute 40 to play. First half. We'll add the stats coming up at the halftime break. Off the clear out, Williams drives the left side of the lane and called for the travel.
Shuffled his feet before he put the ball on the floor.
And Lindmar up by 7 after being down by as many as 7 in that first quarter. 20-6 run. fueled by Bohannon. Murphy between the circles. Brandt, right wing, holds it, looking for some help. DePrinny coming off the screen. Follow away three, no, but fouled. You're going to get three free throws.
He got hit, knocked down it. DePrinny goes to the line, knocked down three.
LaVici Williams on the foul. When you have the guards that Lindmar has, you can just see Chris Robertson's changed his offense. They've gone to that five out basic. Sometimes they'll go 4-1. As the free throw is no good by Prenny.
Now they're gonna spread you out, dribble drive. When you give help, they're gonna find the open guy. A lot of shot fakes on the perimeter, get you up in the air.
Makes the second, and I tell you, it's just screen after screen after screen after screen. One more upcoming, 28-20, minute 19 to play. Lindmar out in front, and they get 29-20.
Lindmar pressing after the made free throw, Scott. 1-2-1-1.
Minute 10 to play. Throw over the top to Williams. Spin move, right block. Can't get it to go, and Hobbs going to get called for going over the back.
Trying to get to that offensive glass there. A little too aggressive.
Minute six to play. God, I think Lindmar is going to go for a good shot here. Be very patient. Try to get this thing into double digits. Murphy, little stutter dribble coming left. Nice little pick and roll underneath the Cronin, who gets it for two high off the glass.
Heads up play that time. Murphy could have taken the shot. Said he gives it for a better one underneath to his teammate.
31-20. After the 20-6 run, another 11-2 run here. Wills for deep three, no good. Put back is good underneath for LaVici Williams, who has seven.
That time he kept it up. He didn't bring it down, Scott. He was up all in one motion and finished.
31-22, and Lindmar will go for the last shot of the half. Next foul will put the Lions in the bonus. Lindmar by nine. Brandt out front, near side hash mark. Standing dribble right in front of us, 12 seconds. Looking for help. Finally dishes it to Bohannon and traveled with it. With 8.4 to play here in the first half.
Going to come right back to Washington. I think Chris Robertson was trying to get a quick timeout there, but didn't happen.
8.4, inbound to straight. CP takes the last shot, comes off the ball screen, gets a double team, pull up, high arching three, is short, no good, at the horn. We are at halftime here at Washington. Warriors own the first quarter, Lindmar the second quarter. And at halftime, it's Lindmar 31 and Washington 22. And we'll come back to the Warrior Gym, talk halftime with you after this 1 minute timeout as you're listening to Boys MVC Basketball here on KGYM Sports. Welcome back to Cedar Rapids, Washington. Scott Unash alongside Phil Dunn. Sam Kinsley, our in-studio producer, here tonight. As it was a first quarter pretty much dominated by Cedar Rapids, Washington. And then back came Lindmar. And Jordan Bohannon got him going with a couple of deep threes. Hit three in the first half. Jared Prinney hit a three. Jordan Brandt hit a three. And you add them all up. That's seven for the Lindmar Lions. And they have a 9-point lead here at the halftime break over the home team, the Washington Warriors.
Yeah, they have been shooting a lot of three-pointers, Scott. We were wondering if that trend would hold going into this ball game. About, you know, more than over half of the Lindmar shots have been from beyond the three-point line. The trend has continued tonight, Scott. It seems like it's either going to be a flat-out layup or it's going to be a three, and they got hot. Mr. Bohannon did a lot there in that second quarter.
Let's take a look at the scoring here at the halftime break for the Lindmar Lions. Jordan Bohannon leading the way, 11 points on four field goals, three of those from distance. 7 points for Jared Prinney in his return here to Cedar Rapids, Washington. One of those a three. Also, five for Bo Klosterman. 3 points for Riley Murphy on a three-pointer. Jordan Brandt has a three-pointer as well, and Forrest Cronin with a layup for the Lindmar two and a total of 31. For Washington, LaVici Williams leading the way, three field goals and a free throw for seven. Hunter Strait had two early buckets. He's got 4 points. 3 points for Ian Thomas on a three off the bench, and then two apiece for Noah Dawson, Dallas Hobbs, Keon Wills, and for Donovan Beard. Turnovers, pretty good first half for both teams. Five for Linmar and only four turnovers on Washington. Bench scoring right now is 5-2. That goes to the Washington Warriors, and the big stat, one of them anyway, in the first half, 7-1, three-pointers. Linmar was seven, the Warriors only with one. Free throws, Linmar was 2 out of 3 and 67%. Washington only 1 out of 4 and 25% in the first half. And throw it to you.
Look at the rebounding statistics, Scott. That's one of the things we're going to talk about. Wash does have the lead here, but it's only by 5. We thought it might be a little bit more. It was 21-16. Wash has had a flurry of rebounds. Part of their problem is they haven't been able to capitalize a lot of times when they get offensive boards. They haven't been able to put it back in. Leading the way for Cedar Rapids, Washington was Levici Williams with 6. 5 of his those 6 are on the offensive end. 4 rebounds apiece for Noah Dawson as well as Dallas Hobbs. Straight with 2 and Keon Wills with 2 as well. Off the bench, Ian Thomas and Donovan Beard each with 1 rebound for Cedar Rapids, Washington. 10 offensive, 11 defensive, total of 20. For the Linmar Lions, Bo Klosterman with 3 rebounds. Riley Murphy, Jordan Bohannon, as well as Tyler Volvis, each with 2. 1 for Jared Printy. 4 dead ball or team rebounds for the Lions. 3 offensive, 13 defensive, total of 16 for Linmar. So Linmar, after a rough start there, Scott, both scoring-wise and as far as on the glass and on the boards, kind of right at the ship a little bit.
They did, and they needed to get some rebounds. And credit Jordan Brandt and Klosterman for doing that. Did a really nice job of getting the rebounds. The shooting in the first half, thanks to Mr. Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. For Linmar, they were 11 of 25. So looking at mid-40s right there, but 7 of 14 at 50% from three-point land. The Washington Warriors, on the other hand, in the high 30s, 10 for 29 in the first half, all told, 1 out of 6 from beyond the arc from three-point land. And told you about the free throw shooting in the first half as well. And just Linmar started to rebound and really started to get some better looks once the second quarter got started.
Yeah, they did. And maybe it was just getting a little bit more comfortable, getting the flow of the game. Sometimes that happens, Scott, where you come out and you got to get a sweat broke a little bit more and get up and down and maybe get hit a few times on those screens too as well and get a feel for the rim. Sometimes that helps you out a little bit. But, you know, there's really not a whole lot of secrets here, Scott. When you play Linmar, you got to start with your defense around Jordan Bohannon. You got to make sure that you try to limit his touches to the best you can. Keon Wills, I think, has been the primary defender on Bohannon for most of that first half. See if that takes a toll on the legs at all a little bit, too. The other thing, Scott, is Wash came out with a lot of emotion at the beginning of this ball game.
Yep.
And we see that sometimes in the game. When you come out, it's great, but it's very difficult to sustain. And you got to somewhere along the line get your second win, so to speak, and push through that. And we'll see if Wash can do that here at the start of the second half.
Well, just another night in the Mississippi Valley Conference, as they say, right? And when you got an inner-city game, it just adds to the excitement.
Yeah, and you know, two teams that want to do well this year, I think, that are going to do good things on the year. They want to get off to a good start. Obviously, Cedar Rapids Washington wants to defend its home court, especially with the difficult schedule that they've got going here with Kennedy and then Iowa City West next. They want to take care of this one here at Wash if they can.
So we're at halftime, 31-22 in favor of the Linmar Lions here at the break. Tomorrow night, we're right back at it on 107.5 the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. The Kennedy Cougars, the Xavier Saints from over at Xavier. Don't have to say a whole lot more than that. Xavier is 2-0, two nice wins on the road at Mount Pleasant and then over a good Waverly Shell Rock team. And then for the Kennedy Cougars, they went out to Sioux City and that area, the Siouxland area, and went 1-1, losing to Sioux City North and then coming back and beating a really good Spirit Lake team on Saturday afternoon.
Good bounce back win for Coach McCowan and the Kennedy Cougars. When you're on a long road trip like that, you don't know how you're going to fare. You know, a lot of time and sitting around in vehicles to get there. But with Coach McCown, you know the Cougars are going to play hard. They're going to give a great effort and show well. Cedar Rapids and Xavier, interesting too, Scott. If I'm correct, those two wins come without Max Teckow.
That is correct.
He has a bad ankle.
He'll have his return.
Will he be playing against Tuesday night?
Not sure. Okay. Not sure on that. And Mitch Berger sat out the Waverly Shell Rock game.
Yeah, so there's a couple players there for Xavier that could probably be starters, you would think, maybe. Berger started for him last year, and they were still able to go out and perform and get two victories, one over a good Waverly team, highly regarded Waverly team.
So that'll be tomorrow night, and we'll be over at the Ron Thillen Gymnasium for that one at 7:30. Also on 106.3 FM coming up tomorrow night, should let you know as well that it will be WAMAC Conference Girls Basketball, Western Dubuque, and they will be in Solon to take on the Spartans for that one. 31-22 here at halftime. It's Linmar on top of Cedar Rapids, Washington. We will take a 30-second break. Come back with the second half right after this as you're listening to Boys MVC Basketball right here on KGYM. Back with you here at the Washington Gym as we get ready for half number two. Well, you're Chris Robertson. You probably didn't want to see the halftime break come if you're Linmar.
No, they were on quite a little roll there. They're feeling pretty good about themselves, a lot of confidence offensively and defensively. And so I noticed one thing. I think Wash came out quite a bit of time left on the clock. Well, there was maybe over 4 minutes left when I glanced up there when I saw the first players come out of the locker room. So Coach Decker, get them out here and get some shots up and see if we can do a little bit better job converting once we get in the lane.
Well, we're just about set for half number two as the Warriors breaking their huddle to our right, Linmar off to our left. And for Washington, it'll be Hobbs, Dawson, Levici Williams, Keon Wills, and also Dallas Hobbs. Hunter Strait, I beg your pardon. For Linmar, they'll go with their starting five. Jordan Brandt, Jared Prinney, Bo Klosterman, Jordan Bohannon, and Riley Murphy. Underway, half number two, Warrior basketball. Wash also did not have as much success against the zone.
Yeah, that's true, Scott. Well, that little changeup occurred in there. And Linmar started man-to-man in the second half.
Cross-court pass, out of bounds. Warriors were looking for a tip, didn't get it. And Washington turns it over for the fifth time. Gets the man-to-man. Riley Murphy, starter dribble at the far hash mark, picks it up, hooks it to Brandt, top of the key. In the high post, over to Prinney. Williams on him. Little jab step, comes right off the two-man game. Cross-court look to Bohannon, who's got 11 in the first half. Lost the handle on it. Noah Dawson on him, takes him in the lane all the way. Lost him the way up, and a late whistle and a foul.
I'm going to say two free throws as well, I believe. Bohannon gets up. Moving that right arm around a little bit, like he fell on it, jarred it a little bit.
Dallas Hobbs gets the foul. 31-22, and Bohannon will go to the line for the first time tonight. Needless to say, a very good free throw shooter. He's 100% on the year, 7 of 7.
It's in the blood, Scott.
He'll have one more, and the lead at 10 as Linmar closed out that first half on a 24-9 run. It's no good.
And
our jinx.
The jinx lives on.
Hits again. We apologize. 32-22, straight. Dumps it right corner. Wills looking inside, and now Linmar's gone to the zone. Nope, man.
Not
they're man.
Man.
Here's Wills off the clear out. Drives on Bohannon. Takes him inside. Double pumper. Rimming in and out. And we got a foul on the rebound. Levici Williams was fouled.
Picks up where he left off in the first half, Scott. Going to the offensive glass.
Murphy picks up the foul, his first. And Washington back to it. Here's Strait driving left of the lane. Kick out Dawson. High arching three. Way short. Got his own rebound, though. Lost it. Picked it back up and lays it in. Got it to Williams.
And he followed his shot, Scott, and then instead of forcing it up, nice little dump off.
8-point Linmar lead, 32-24. Prinney. One-on-one in the left corner. Turns it down. Goes to Bohannon up top. Standing right hand dribble with Wills on him. Looking to go one-on-one. Backs it up. He'll take the deep 26-foot three. In and out, no good. Rebound tip. Williams comes away with it. Hands it to Hunter Strait. Strait penetrates coast to coast. Can't get the floater to go. Williams tries to one-hand the rebound. Loose underneath. Picked up by Strait, and he lays it in.
They stayed after it that time. Three different guys had their hands on that rebound, and Strait was finally the last one to control it.
32-20, and the steal. Murphy had it taken away by Strait, and he'll get the layup for two more.
Well, Strait getting up, playing, gets the run out.
32-28, 5:46 to play here in the third quarter. And now we've got a hold away from the action. And both teams ratcheting up the intensity again.
Murphy trying to cut and Strait with the hold, not letting him move. Have to be a little careful out there, Scott. You're gonna could get some motions get the better of a couple of those players.
And Iowa State gets a buzzer beater to beat Iowa. 83-82.
Well, we talked about it at half, didn't we, Scott?
Yep. Prinny over to Brandt, right on the key. Starts a drive, kick to the corner, Bohannon. With Wills going one-on-one, had it knocked away by Wills out of bounds.
Baseline underneath for Linmar Lions.
32-28, 5:29 to play. Inbound, nice bounce pass underneath. Brandt can't get it to go, though. Murphy with the offensive board, back to Bohannon. Blocked by Hobbs, and another late whistle and a foul. I think he got him, but it was really late. Third on Hobbs.
It was the whistle later. Was it hard to hear, Scott, with the students? I don't know.
And it'll be Bohannon to the line. Another terrific Linmar inbound play.
And the Lions get Jordan Bohannon up there again. That's, again, a very good free throw shooter. That's what you like to see.
5-point Lion lead. It's on the way, second is good. And Bohannon now at 14. 34-28. Williams trying to break the pressure and lost it. Murphy with the steal. Fakes. Goes up with the 12-footer. Rimming and good. A little pressure by Linmar.
Yeah, after the made free throw, they jumped in the press. They're doing it again this time. Mixing it up a little bit.
Diamond and one. Washington breaks it this time. Up ahead to Ian Thomas. Malik Jackson into the game. They get it inside to Williams and traveled with it before the move.
Yeah, I mean, Brandt does a nice job that time. Giving some ground, giving some space, knowing that Williams is bigger and stronger than him. Creates some space. Williams goes to back up, and there's nobody there, and that caused the travel.
36-28, under five to play here in the third. Prenti up top. Over now to Bohannon. Goes crossover a couple times. Step back. Deep 25-foot three. No good. They fight for the rebound. Tipped out deep to Prinny. He'll hoist up a three and buries it.
Now, Bo Klosterman keeps it alive. Jared Prinny collects it and knocks down the long ball.
Linmar back up 11 at 39-28. Wills going one-on-one. No look pass underneath to Williams. Tipped out of bounds by Klosterman. It's going to stay Warrior basketball.
And Linmar looks like they're going to match on the man-to-man.
The intensity is certainly ratcheted up. Warriors down by nine, 39-28. We come up on the halfway mark of the third, straight off the clear out. Nice spin move in the lane, double pump runner, curls in and out, and Prinny with the board for Linmar.
Linmar looking to get something in transition.
Prinny in front court, cross court pass stolen away by Hunter Strait. All the way up, layup good. Wanted a 3-point play and didn't get it.
The steal leads to the run out. Strait, good anticipation.
39-30, the Lion lead down to nine. Bohannon off the clear up, holds it right side. Takes it in on Wills, nice dump off pass to Klosterman for the easy two.
Mismatch that Ian Thomas was trying to defend Klosterman in the interior. Good find for Linmar.
41-30. Linmar back up by 11. Thomas working the triangle, bounce left baseline. Williams turns, he'll put up the 12-footer, in and out. Brant rebounds, that time all black shirts around. Up ahead to Prinny, open three, ring it up for Prinny.
Going again, good elevation on that jump shot, catching and shooting.
Biggest lead of the night for Lindmar, and Wash will take a full timeout. We'll take it with him. 3:11 to play in the third. It's Lindmar 44 and Washington 30. Back in 30 seconds here on KGYM. Welcome back to Cedar Rapids, Washington. And another big Lindmar run by the line, fueled by the turnover off the full court pressure. And then Lindmar got Jared Prinny going after Jordan Bohanna was going in the first half.
Yeah, Prinny with a couple long ones, really getting up on that jump shot in the wing. Lindmar switching up the defense a little bit here too, Scott, and showing some pressure, mixing it up a little bit. The 1-2-1-1, and then the man-to-man, 2-3 zone, mixing and matching, trying to keep Washington off balance.
Warriors had it down to 7, and then Lindmar's bumped it back to 14 at 44-30.
Zone look now too, Scott.
Lions on a 7-2 run. That 2-1-2 with Klosterman in the middle. Or a high 2-3, if you will. Hunter straight, LaVici Williams, Ian Thomas, Keon Wills, and Malik Jackson in there right now for Washington. Here's Thomas, out beyond the arc. They work the weave up top to Jackson, down between the circles. Far side to straight. Straight going baseline, no look pass, leaves it for Wills. Takes it up with the right hand and scores.
A little penetration on the baseline. Took them a while to score, but they found the seam and got the look.
44-32, lead at a dozen. Near steal by Strait, and then got caught with his hand in the cookie jar.
A little too much arm that time.
Third on Hunter Strait. As Dallas Hobbs comes back into the Warrior lineup.
Give him some more size out there. Cedar Rapids, Washington, they put him alongside with LaVici Williams.
2:20 remaining third quarter. Lindmar basketball. Prinny, Bohannon, and we got an offensive foul on Lindmar. Is that Klosterman?
Yeah, they said illegal screen on the back screen that time. I don't know if they gave him enough room out there. His third.
Cronin back in for Klosterman. He'll take a seat. Team foul number 2 on Lindmar here in the half. And straight against the zone. Long diagonal pass. Plays catch now with Wills. Outside the arc. 2 minutes to play here in the third. Wills up top, picked up by Bohannon. He jumps out on the zone. Thomas, a little shake and bake move. Back it comes to Hunter Strait. Not really looking to attack right now.
It's all side to side, Scott.
And now Wills fires up a three, can't get it to go. And rebound to Printy.
I think that's what that's what Lindmar wants out of that.
Grant back in his way. Nice spin move on the right block. Got to cut off. Cross court, Printy three-pointer, hits again.
Again, they leave him on the perimeter. Brant dribble penetration, but he dribbles with his heads up. He sees the open player for the kickout.
16 for Jared Printy. 9 here in the third quarter. 47-32, biggest lead of the game. Left wing three is short by Wills. Bodies hit the deck, play on, and Printy comes away with a rebound. Cross court pass to Murphy. Fakes, and now Lindmar will get into the offense with a minute to play here in the third.
You wonder if they go for one, Scott. It'd be a long time to hold.
Bohannon, isolated right side. Murphy coming off the screen, pops the three and hits again. And right now, Lindmar is white hot.
Good execution, good ball movement, Scott. A lot of screens, freeing up shooters, squaring up, knocking it down.
11-4, Lindmar run right now. From the far side, Thomas three, no good. Offensive rebound, Wills, double pumper off the glass, no. Hobbs, third effort, gets it to go.
Needed an answer there, Washington did.
50-34, and Lindmar will go for the last shot of the third quarter. 13 seconds to play, Bohannon. Ball handling up top, over to Brant. They'll try to get it to Bohannon, coming off the screen. Collects with five, fakes. Now fakes again, puts up the follow-away three, left it short, and that will be the end of the third quarter. Lindmar from deep, shooting the lights out. And after three, it's the Lions 50 and the Washington Warriors 34. We'll come back with the fourth quarter, and we'll do it after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on KGYM. Fourth quarter about to get underway here at Washington. Lindmar with the ball and a 16-point lead at 50-34. Set the lineup since we start the fourth as Thomas swipes and comes away with a steal. Three-on-one break. Thomas shovels it underneath the Williams layup. Good, counting a foul.
Chance for the old-fashioned three-point play down here at this end of the court, Scott. Levici Williams get a chance to go for the free throw.
And Cronin picks up the foul, his second. Third on Lindmar. And Williams with 11, trying to make it a dozen. And pull the Warriors back within 13. Free throw up and good, got the roll. Full court Washington pressure. Brandt gets it to Reese Phillips, who's into the game. Cronin also into the game. And Bohannon along with Murphy. Brandt spins his way right free throw line. Now drives down the right side of the lane, gets caught, dumps it underneath to Phillips. Back it comes to Cronin, layup good. Great ball movement by the Lions.
It was, those shot fakes, getting the bigger defenders to leave the feet and then finish along the baseline.
52-37, Lindmar by 15. Straight Williams, Hobbs, and Thomas in there. Dump pass inside. Hobbs had it knocked away out of bounds by Brandt on the help defense.
Oh, coming from the backside, he's Garnier and Thomas out there in the wing. He comes all the way across. That's what you talk about, good backside support, Scott, when they try to throw the lob over the top.
Jared Purney, a big third quarter. Here's Wills going one-on-one. Follow away, right baseline jumper won't go. Brandt. Rebound Lindmar.
Jordan Brandt with that defensive board.
52-37, under seven to play here in the game. Brandt off the clear out. Spin move right into the lane. Bounces in the lane to Cronin. Runner won't go, and the rebound to Wills. Picks it up. Long pass up court to Williams. Reverse layup. Good. Beautiful catch and an athletic finish.
That was, Scott. That was difficult. Now, too bad it only counts for 2 points because that was a very difficult play.
Brandt three, no good. Back heel, out of bounds, stays with Lindmar. Klosterman will come in with three fouls for the Lions. Four, Forrest Cronin. Inbound lob pass, high post. Klosterman gets it, hands it back to Bohannon, and he was held by Wills.
And out of bounds underneath for Lindmar.
Fifth foul on Washington.
Lindmar runs a 1-4 look. They got Klosterman going up top. And get Williams on a hold.
On Klosterman. Second on Levici Williams.
Next one, going to put Lions on the free throw line.
Inbound to Murphy. Near side corner. Thought about the three, turned it down, and now Lindmar will set it up. That five-out offense. Bohannon coming left with a stutter dribble. Fakes. Kick out Klosterman. Open three, and he hits from the right side.
Instead of picking and rolling, he picked and popped, and Bohannon found him, got his feet set. Nice-looking lefty.
Tell you what, when Lindmar is hitting from the outside, they're going to be hard to beat. 55-39, skip pass over the top. Trying to go inside. Ball tip picked up by Williams, and they're going to get a reach on Klosterman, I think. And that'd be his fourth.
Scott, you almost have to defend Lindmar differently. Reverse your rules. You defend from the outside in instead of the inside out. Maybe you stay home and you don't give help. Make them beat you off the drive instead of off the jump shot.
Warriors inbound, down 16. Under six to play. Wills against a 2-3 zone. Here straight up top. Might have got away with a shuffle. Feed down low. They go back door to Thomas. Reverse spinning layup. Good for Ian Thomas.
They get the ball in the interior against the zone. Let the post player make a good pass. Good things happen.
55-41. Bohannon going one-on-one. Yo-yo's a dribble. Right free throw line extended. To the corner. Close to man on the ball. Fake. Goes cross court. Pass stolen away by Hunter Strait. Nice spin move at the center court line. And then he was fouled from behind by Murphy.
Straight. Going to be a baseline out of bounds right now. Lindmar's finally going to be able to get a sub in for close print. He's been playing with four fouls for a while out there. They couldn't get a sub in quick enough.
Jared Prinney coming in for Lindmar. Inbound to Williams. He powers it down the lane. Can't get the runner to go. Tipped out of bounds. Going to stay with Washington.
Now Brant does a nice job moving his feet in there against a bigger Williams and avoiding the foul. Got in his way just enough to make it tough for him to get the shot off.
55-41 lead for Lindmar. Washington led 15-10 after the first quarter. Down the lane, Wills, no good. Second effort, no good by Williams. Got it again, and this time fouled by Prinny going up.
He just keeps going, Scott, on those offensive boards. 10th rebound of the game for Navici Williams.
There'll be two free throws, and he averages 10 and a half rebounds a game. ...55-41, free throw is off, no good. You're listening to High School Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union tonight. We'll talk with the winning coach after the ball game. One more upcoming on the way, and it's good, but we've got a violation on Washington.
Oh, they said Dallas Hobb faked going in the lane, waves it off.
Justin Decker said, hey, they're doing it down there too.
I haven't seen that call before, Scott. I don't know if I've kind of like an offensive lineman flinching a little bit to get the defender to jump.
Going to get a 30-second Lindmar timeout now. Chris Robertson's going to talk things over with 4:59 to play, and Lindmar up by 14 at 55-41.
Well, if you're Lindmar, good shot selection. You want to stay aggressive, you know. You built your lead by being aggressive, but you're under the five-minute mark into the ball game here. Next foul, you're going to be in the at the free throw line. You're a good free throw shooting team. Make them play defense. Don't give them gift opportunities by taking quick shots, maybe not the best shots in the world. So I'm sure Coach Robertson's talking about that. And Coach Decker's got to be talking about you got to get some stops on the defensive end and make every possession count here the rest of the way.
55-41, under five to play. Lindmar off the timeout and see if they set up something special here. Here's Brant, goes crossover. Two-man game, trying to get the pick and roll going with Reese Phillips. Instead goes cross-court. Murphy, top of the key. Brant holds it outside. Lions will take some time off the clock. No hurry with 14-point lead, and Murphy, or make it Bohannon, fouled on the drive.
That's exactly what Lindmar wants. They're going to go to the one-on-one now. You put your best free throw shooter on the line. Spread the floor out. Make them guard you off the dribble without fouling.
That'll be the seventh foul, and that's the man you want on the line if you're the Lindmar Lions. Is Jordan Bohannon.
No. Earlier in the ball game, Lindmar would jump into a little bit of press after a made free throw. I don't know if you're going to see that at this point in time. They got three guys off the line. They only have Bohannon shooting and one other player up on the line. The other three are back defensively.
Second one, good, both good. Bohannon with 16, Printy with 16, 57-41. 16-point lead. No look pass. Williams in the lane. Spin move. Goes up. No good. Tried to get his own rebound, and he got pushed from behind.
Yeah, he gets to go to the free throw line now, too. I think it's team foul number 7 from Lindmar.
And they're going to get Brant on the foul.
I got blocked there, Scott. Was that a shot attempt, and that was an offensive rebound by Williams, was it?
Williams will get two. And no, he got him 1-1. Free throw no good. And then Thomas traveled trying to keep the rebound alive.
Well, he falls down. Coach Decker thinks maybe there was contact. Thought he should have been called for a foul.
Warrior crowd does not like it behind us. 57-41. Bohannon bullet pass down low. Phillips with the pump fake. Misses off the glass from the right block. Rebound Washington. Lead pass up ahead. Thomas lost it. Picked it back up. And he'll retain possession for Washington. Wills goes crossover. No look, pass underneath to Williams with an easy layup, and the Warriors will get a timeout. 16 for Williams.
Right underneath, catches it and go right up into a shot, able to finish that time.
First, or make that one timeout remaining for Washington, and this will be a full timeout, so we'll take one as well. 4 minutes even to play here in the ball game. It's Lindmar 57, Washington 43, back at 30 seconds here on KGYN. And it'll be Washington now, Phil, throwing on some full court pressure.
Well, you think they're going to try, dude. You're going to create multiple opportunities, many opportunities they can to score. Lindmar's going to spread it and make Wash chase.
And we're going to get a Lindmar timeout. See what Washington was going to do, perhaps?
A little double team there. They got out there, and instead of turning it over, Jordan Brandt calls the timeout. Chris Robertson indicating he wants a 30. Still three left, I think, for Lindmar. Good timeout by them instead of just throwing it up there for grabs and possibly creating a turnover.
And that's what makes Lindmar year after year so good. They're just so heady.
Now they very rarely beat themselves.
Hey, Dallas, that's you now.
It'll be Lindmar ball. Brandt to put it in play in front of the line bench. Quickly over to Klosterman. And now Lindmar will set it up. Washington the man-to-man. Hobbs coming out on Brandt. Bohannon with Wills on him. Off the clear out. Goes one-on-one. Turns down the shot. Cross court. Prinny back to Klosterman. And Lindmar will take some more time.
They're going to make Wash chase. Ian Thomas out there guarding Jordan Bohannon.
Bohannon's got that five-second clock going in his mind the whole time.
Switch on ball screens.
Bohannon all the way in, fouled from behind by Wills.
Not in the act of shooting yet, though, so it's going to be a one-on-one for Jordan.
Third on Keon Wills, team foul number eight.
Hey, hey. Dallas, box out here, one-on-one.
And it'll be free throws coming up for Bohannon. 1-1, team foul number eight. And the free throw right through. No doubt about it.
Lindmar, this time now, the only person they have on the free throw line going down the stretch here is the shooter, Jordan Bohannon. All other four are off the line. They're going to get their defense set. Talking about how they don't want to commit any unnecessary fouls. They want to keep that clock running.
59-43, Hunter straight, double pump, leaner, no good. Tip good by Williams off the miss. Williams keeping Wash in it. Full court pressure, 59-45. Brandt across the timeline, takes it into the offensive zone. Spinning out front, harassed by Thomas, gets rid of it to Klosterman. He'll hand it back to Bohannon as we go into 3 minutes to play. Jordan going one-on-one, right-hand finger roll good. Down to the heart of the lane for Bohannon.
Nice little floater touch off the rim.
20 for him, straight answers right back as he goes coast to coast, and he's got 12.
Bohannon, by de facto, is the one bringing it up. They got Dallas Hobbs trying to guard him. Can't quite get out there and defend.
61-47, 2.5 to play.
Essentially, Lindmar's got five guards out there.
Bohannon off the clear out, drives into the lane, jump pass over to Klosterman. Thought about the three, but turned it down.
Earlier in the game, Scott, that would have went up. You know that.
Inside, Bohannon beating everybody in the lane.
Just splitting them, heady play, avoiding the offensive foul call.
63-47, 205. Here's Wills, a deep three short from the left wing. And the rebound to Lindmar. 154. And now the chase is on. Bohannon off the clear out, takes it in. Can't get the finger roll to go with the right hand. Rebound Wills, lead pass ahead. Catch by Hobbs, who finishes with the right hand.
I'm going to keep playing here. Wash dropping back in the half cut. A little surprised they're not up after it.
Printy dumps it baseline. Klosterman back to Brandt. Playing keep away, and Wash really not extending that pressure.
No, they're not. Just kind of maybe conceding this one.
Minute 19 to play. Stop and go move. Klosterman into the lane. Back up top to Brandt. He'll drive on Williams. Bounce on the left block, taking it up with the left hand and laying it in, Klosterman.
And it's either going to be a layup for Linmar or they're going to be shooting free throws.
Minute to play, 65-49, straight three-pointer. Too long and pretty high to get the board. And Linmar will get a road win, and they are precious in this conference.
Yeah, start the year. You always want to start the year in a good note in your conference play. Both these teams coming in here 1-1 on the year. Linmar pushes above 500. Looks like they will anyway.
As Linmar, it looks, this is the way it's going to be for Linmar all year. They hit threes, they're going to look really good. And when the threes aren't falling, it's not going to look as good.
And they want to get to the free throw line a lot here too, Scott. This is, when you get that lead, you control the basketball with your ball handlers and your guard court. Make that defense get out and defend, and you finish at the line. Linmar, that's been a great formula for them tonight. Bohannon's first rest, is that right, Scott?
Yep, first time he's been out tonight. Nathan Mentzer will come in. Bovis also back in. Prinny gets two. And an 18-point game and a couple of fist pumps for Jared Prinny as he leads. And this one's going to feel good for him.
Yeah, and Chris Robertson said before the ball game he was kind of glad that this game was early for that whole sake of, you know, him leaving Wash and coming to Linmar, so he said it was kind of glad to get it out of the way.
Thomas, three-pointer, no good. Rebound by Linmar. 35 seconds to play. And the Lions will go to 2-1. And gonna get a timeout to get some subs in here for the Lions.
Substitution timeout, they'll inbound it right away.
Levi Workman will come in for Linmar. And Kirby Kerr will come in. 67-49. And Chris Robertson's really going to feel good about the fact they started the rebound. Here's the give and go underneath, and a layup good by Levi Workman.
And he's talking about no fouls. Just stay there. And
corner, Beard, three won't go. 6 seconds to play, and this one's not going to look nearly as close as it was tonight. 69-49 win for the Linmar Lions to go to 1-0 in the conference and 2-1 overall. We will take a break, a 1 minute timeout, and come back with the post game from the Washington Gym, and we'll do it after this. You're listening to Boys MVC Basketball here on KGYM. Welcome back to the Warrior Gym as Linmar knocks off Washington tonight 69-49. Scott Udash along with Phil Dunn as the Linmar Lions shot the lights out in the final three quarters after falling behind early. The offensive boards hurt Linmar early on. And then they got things rolling after that.
Yeah, and they found their mark from behind the three-point line, Linmar did. They were able to connect, do some damage out there. They had great ball movement, I thought, as the game went on. They just got better and better. Better shot selection out there. Maybe a little tight early, I don't know what it is, on the road, that type of thing, but it certainly progressed and got better as the game went along. And then they were able to play at the end without putting Washington on the free throw line. Conversely, Linmar was able to get to the charity stripe, and very good free throw shooting team. Hard to come from behind against them.
Yeah, if you're gonna get Linmar, you better get them early and maintain that lead, because You're not going to come from behind against the Linmar Lions.
No, especially, you know, they're already normally going to have a five-guard lineup out there, essentially. You could say Klosterman's, he can play a guard, he play the perimeter. So it's difficult when you're chasing teams like that, because they're not going to make that many turnovers. And they did get out rebounded tonight, Scott, but they rebounded just enough to get the job done out there.
Give me the final scoring coming up here in just a moment as Linmar wins it here tonight by a score of 69-49. Lions now 2-1 in conference play. And, or excuse me, 2-1 overall, 1-0 in the conference. Washington falls to 1-2 and 0-1 in conference play. And the scoring looks like this for the victorious Linmar Lions, 3 in double figures tonight. Jordan Bohannon leading the way, the future Hawkeye, with 22 points in the ball game. As Bohannon leading the way on the floor tonight was 7 of 8 from the free throw line and popped in a total of 6 field goals, 3 of those from three-point land in the win tonight for Linmar. 18 right behind him for Jordan Prinian. He was kind of the big scorer in that third quarter. He had 3 threes in that third quarter to kind of ignite the Lions and help them pull away for the 20-point win. 12 points for Bo Klosterman tonight. 8 points for Riley Murphy. He had a couple of big threes. 4 off the bench for Forrest Cronin. And 3 for Jordan Brandt, along with 2 for... Also 2 points for Levi Workman in the game for Linmar, and their total of 69. For the Washington Warriors, 2 in double figures. Lavici Williams led the way tonight, 6'5 senior with 18 points, had a double-double. Hunter Strait with 12 as well for Washington. 6 points for Dallas Hobbs. Ian Thomas had 5. 4 points for Keon Wills. Noah Dawson had 2, and Donovan Beard had 2 as well. Turnovers, not too bad. 8 for Washington, 10 for Linmar in the game. And the bench scoring, Washington had 7 off the bench tonight. Linmar had 6 off the bench here in this one tonight. And, three-pointers, 12-1 in the game. Linmar with 12 and the Warriors with 1. Linmar was 11 of 13 from the free throw line tonight, and Washington was only 2 out of 7 from the charity stripe. And I'll throw it to you for a look at the rebound.
Now, the final statistics had Cedar Rapids, Washington up plus 8 in this category, 36 to 28. But we'll start with Linmar and the individual statistics here. Jared Prinney leading the way with 6 rebounds, 5 of those in the second half. 4 rebounds for Riley Murphy, 3 and Jordan Brandt contributing with 5 as well. Good all-around ball game from him tonight. 4 for Riley Murphy. 3 apiece for Bo Klosterman as well as Tyler Volvis, and 2 for Jordan Bohannon. They had 5 dead ball or team rebounds, the Lions did. 6 offensive, 22 defensive, a total of 28 for Linmar. Cedar Rapids, Washington, as usual, doing a terrific job on the offensive glass. They had 20 as a team. Lavici Williams with 12 rebounds, all but 2 of them were offensive boards. 6 for Keon Wills, 5 apiece for 3 Warriors, Hunter Strait, Noah Dawson, as well as Dallas Hobbs. 1 rebound apiece for Ian Thomas, as well as Donovan Beard. 1 dead ball rebound for Washington, 20 offensive, 16 defensive, a total of 36 for Cedar Rapids, Washington, Scott. So, as we said, one of the keys to the ball game was rebounding. It was going to be pretty important out there, but Wash got their chances. Linmar did just enough to limit that, we didn't keep a chance or a statistic on conversions off offensive rebounds. Wash probably wasn't real high in that category. They'd get the board, but it was very difficult for them to score.
Yeah,
regardless.
Had problems finishing once they got those rebounds, and credit Linmar for that. You got to have good defense doing that as well. And the Lions just hit, they were red hot from outside the three-point arc, and that's the team that Chris Robertson's going to have this year with basically 4 guards. You can almost say 5 guards out there.
And one of the things that's kind of interesting about that, Scott, is early in the ball game they were down a little bit. And, you know, it was a 15-10 wash at the end of the first. And look down at the bench, and Chris is all calm, cool, and collected out there. It's like, you know, this is – we're going to live with this, and there's going to be times maybe when you don't make as many threes and you don't convert quite so well. So he didn't lose his composure. Veteran coach, been there, done that many, many times. Again, getting the most out of his talent, adapting to what he has.
And a different-looking Linmar team, but a good Linmar team nonetheless. They have all the attributes of a Linmar team that we have seen over the you take a look at the past 15 years, basically.
Yeah, and you, what you got to do is, if you're Linmar, you're going to have to figure out ways where you're going to be able to have to compensate somehow defending on the interior. And they did different things tonight. By switching up their defensives, sometimes they would jump in a little bit of a full court press. Other times they'd be in a 2-3 where they'd spread out. man-to-man, doing different things out there, give good backside help when they try to throw over the top. They're trying to do different things to take away the interior play of Cedar Rapids, Washington.
We're going to talk to Chris Robertson as the Linmar Lions win it tonight by a score of 69-49. And a game, though, it was closer than that final score indicated, certainly. And Chris, we were just talking about the fact you never hung your head. Kids never hung their heads. You just kept your composure. Wash hit you with a haymaker early, but you guys hung in there and came back and got the road win tonight.
Yeah, they did, and it's ironic. We talked about that right before we took the floor. That you're gonna get their best, so just be patient. You know, hang in there early, and you know, try not to let them dictate the tempo. And you know, I think they really played hard. They played aggressive all night, but especially early. I mean, they were active on both ends, and you know, we still once in a while we shoot it a little quick. You know, even when we get a little pressure, but I thought once we settled in, moved the ball a little bit, we started to get some easy looks, some open looks, those go in, and then, you know, we were able to make a little run, and we didn't play zone very well in the first half. We were a little bit better in the second half, but, you know, just trying to mix it up a little bit because they're so active on the glass that we knew that was going to be a key, but I thought our guys did a good job, and I thought they handled the lead well in the second half and did a good job of, you know, extending that lead.
Well, it's a different-looking team for you this year. If the three-pointers are going, you're going to look awful good.
Yeah.
Then go against Waukee, but you learned from that game, right?
Yeah, we did. I mean, I think I was telling Phil before, it was a bad combination. We guarded for 30 to 40 seconds and then came down and shot within five and then went back down and guarded for 30. And when your shots aren't going, that's a bad combination. And, you know, we were much better at Bentendorf and maybe not quite as sharp early, but for the most part did a pretty good job of that tonight.
Chris, too, you mentioned about playing with the lead, and probably about the five-minute mark or the fourth quarter, your kids really spread the floor well, and they played with a lot of poise. How hard is it to do when you like to play fast, but yeah. Then all of a sudden now you're saying, but they did it very well tonight.
Yeah, and that's a fine line. I mean, sometimes you got momentum, you don't want to give that up. But, you know, I think that's the nice thing about having so many seniors and especially senior guards. You know, for Jordan, this is, you know, his fourth time around the Valley. And, you know, he knows how to play with a lead, and he knows we want him at the free throw line. So, you know, the guys did a good job. I mean, you know, it's not like we're delaying necessarily. We're still going, but, you know, we're going to make sure we get the shot we want at that point. And what we really like is getting him at the free throw line. So, they did. They did a nice job, and I think that's one of our strengths. If we can spread people out and move it, you know, he was able to get into the lane, and, you know, if the help comes, he'll dish. If not, he'll take it to the rim. And, you know, the guys did do a nice job of that. So,
well, it was a big night for Jared.
Yeah.
And he came through, had a huge third quarter, hit three threes right in a row, bang, 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 and that basically sealed the deal tonight.
Yeah, it was I think he was nervous. I think it was a special night because he's got a lot of great memories over here too. And we didn't talk about it at all. We just figured, you know, he's one of us. We're just going to play it like a normal game. We never mentioned it. But he did. I think, you know, you could tell he had some jitters early and settled in nicely. And, yeah, when he hit those three in a row, it extended the lead. And, you know, he got some confidence, a big smile on his face, and gave our team a nice boost.
Really did. And then Klosterman and Brandt did all the little things inside, and they had to get the rebounds. And
yeah.
When they started getting rebounds, kind of turned the tide a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, nobody competes any harder than Jordan Brandt. I mean, for, you know, his size, and, you know, he puts his heart out there every night. And, you know, I thought he made a big play in the first half, too, when it was still pretty close. And I thought they were beating us to every loose ball, beating us to the rebound. And one got loose, and he was the first guy on the floor diving. Got us a possession there, and I mean, those are the things that he brings. It doesn't always show up in the stat sheet, but he brings so many intangibles, and Bo did a great job too. He got a little foul trouble. We're gonna have to work on screening tomorrow so we don't get so many moving screens, but you know, and those guys play a lot of minutes too, and so, you know, we ask a lot of them, but they, you know, they compete hard, and it's a really fun group of guys to be around.
Well, you got great senior leadership out there. You mentioned earlier Jordan Bohannon, been through the wars. You couple that with some of the other players that have played a lot of minutes. It's got to be comforting in
one
sense.
It is. I mean, you know, I remember back to this game last year, and it was, you know, pretty competitive, and we had a lead at the end, and you know, Jordan kind of took over in our guards at the end. Him and Euler, you know, just spread the floor, shot a lot of free throws, and you know, that's what we need to happen, and that's why you lean on a guy like that, because he makes good decisions and plays great under pressure, and he's a great free throw shooter.
The other thing too, I think that he does, as well as a lot of your other kids, is they defend pretty well, keeping their hands off.
Right.
And you're going to have to teach me how to teach my kids.
I think that's
that,
a big
Chris.
Thing he's worked hard on, because I think he knows that's going to have to, I mean, he's going to have to guard at the next level, guys that are quick and big and athletic. So he's worked hard, and, you know, we've tried to work with the hands off. It's easier said than done. I mean, the first thing they want to do is put a hand on him. But, you know, I think that says a lot about them and just their mental toughness of, you know, keeping those hands off.
Extra day now, you get to prepare to go up to the Twin Cities again.
Yeah, we're actually going to leave tomorrow about 2 and head up there and do a little practice walk through up at St. Olaf College, just south of the cities, and then get in there and spend the night. And it's always good to get on the road, spend a night away. I think it's great for our team, and they have a lot of fun together. But, you know, I just told them we're going up there to not just have fun, we're going up there to try to win. So we'll see what happens. Tartan has a great program, and then we'll play at 2 and come right home. So be home by 10 o'clock maybe.
It's one of those Mark Farley missions.
Get up and get home.
Get up.
Got Christmas shopping to do.
Oh, we all do. Good win tonight on the road. They're all good on the road. So congratulations, and we will see you coming up soon.
Sounds good. I'll put a plug in to get you guys at Linmar before that construction's over. So
looking forward to it, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Chris Robertson, the head coach of the Linmar Lions, as they win it tonight over Washington 69-49. And we're going to get a word from Jared Prinney coming up here, as we'll hand him the old microphone here. And Jared, I don't think we've seen a smile as big after you hit that third three-pointer in the third quarter. Looked like you were just having fun out there.
Yeah, that's the ultimate goal, you know. You just got to go out there and have fun and try and play to the best of your ability, which is what we were doing. We were just trying to, you know, we said before, play our game and take care of business, and hopefully we'll come out of here with a win. And luckily, that's what happened. So.
I know we talked with Coach Robertson. You're trying to treat it just like any other game. And
yeah.
Did you have that? It had to be hard to have that mentality coming tonight.
It was definitely tough. You know, anytime you're coming back to, you know, I went to school here for 2.5 years, and anytime you're coming back in an environment like this, it's going to be tough. But at the same time, you just have to block everything out and try as hard as you can to go about it like a normal game, which is exactly what I did, and it was tough at times, but you know, just tried to stay mentally tough and do whatever it took to help our team get the win. So
you're pretty happy with it? It was early in the year, just get it behind you.
Yeah, definitely happy to get it over with. You know, it's always tough coming back, as I said, but you know, glad that I was able to get through it, and glad that our team was able to get through it and come out of here with a win. I mean, that's a heck of a team over here at Wash, and they're athletic, and they run the floor really well, and you know, we knew it was going to be a real tough battle, and we were just glad we got out of here with the win. So,
and a good feeling, and have fun up in Minneapolis.
we will. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Jared. Appreciate it. As Jared Prinney with the 18-point performance here tonight, as the Lions get the win, 69-49, over the Washington Warriors. I was looking around for Mr. Bohannon, and I saw him, but I don't see him now. So we've talked to him many times.
Yep, I'm sure there'll be more opportunities this year too.
Indeed. So we'll talk with Jordan at another time here. 69-49, Linmar gets the victory. Good win for Linmar. And Wash, they showed some good things again here tonight. Things to work on, though, obviously, as they get ready for next week on Tuesday. And they will take on Kennedy. And that will be a doubleheader right back here at Cedar Rapids, Washington.
And, yeah, they're going to get some, again, you got some more stuff on tape. You can go talk to your kids, show them some things that you want to do better and improve. And the good thing about the game of basketball, Scott, is especially this time of year, you always got another opportunity to go out and get better at what you didn't do quite so well the day before.
Yes, and so Linmar gets the win here tonight, 69-49. We're back at it tomorrow, as we will be at the Ron Thillen Gymnasium over At Cedar Rapids Xavier, it'll be the Saints and the Kennedy Cougars. The Battle of 42nd Street coming your way at 7:30. That will be on 107.5 FM exclusively in the North Gym. And that will get underway, as I mentioned, at 7:30. 106.3 FM, you'll have girls basketball in the WAMAC Western Dubuque taking on the Solon Spartans also at 7:30. Looking forward. It's always fun from Xavier when Kennedy and the Saints get together.
Yep. Was it 42nd Street rivalry they talk about there, Scott? So be looking forward to it tomorrow night.
That'll be at 7:30. Want to thank Paul James, everybody here at Washington, for all their help. Thanks to both coaches as well. Big thanks to Sam Kinsley for his help tonight back in the studio. Thanks to all our sports-minded boosters, and a big thanks to everybody for tuning in to the broadcast here tonight. That's going to wrap things up from Washington. Final score of this one in the Mississippi Valley Conference boys opener. It was Linmar 69 and Cedar Rapids, Washington 49. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. And so long from Cedar Rapids, Washington.